บกลกบกลกบก
เย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บ
computer 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 computer
เย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บเย็บล็อกล็อก
บกบกบกล็อกบกล็อกบกบกล็อกบกบกล็อกบกบกbuttons buttons 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 yep 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 buttons buttons buttons
push button
off butterflies weird salt some snails and watch them bubble 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 boil and bubble weird 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 every time I call you you know I get weird gonna go play with my chainsaw
I got weird
cause you laughed at my wolf whistle
I got weird.
Gonna go and get my water pistol. Sitting in my little room. Wanna find something obscene to do. Pull the wings off butterflies. Salt some snails and watch them bubble, 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 boil and bubble. I get weird. 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 I get weird. 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 Weird.
I get weird.
Weird. Weird. Weird.
I get weird.
Weird.
Weird. I get weird.
Weird.
I get weird.
Weird.
I get weird.
Come here, little girl.
Weird,
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 weird.
Hi there. Hi. There's good news tonight, friend.
Yes, good news for you, folks, but rather bad news for us.
We've done it again, but our loss is your gain.
You see, in anticipation of the Easter season, we laid in a supply of chocolate rabbits at our fabulous overstock surplus warehouse.
Just like you see here. Now, these, friends, I must insist, were the best chocolate rabbits money could buy. Each one was genuine chocolate. All chocolate.
Each one had a purple ribbon tied around his or her neck.
Each one was edible, real edible.
But through the carelessness of one of our alert, uniformed attendants, these chocolate rabbits that we had to put such a big stock in were placed next to the steam pipes in our overstock surplus warehouse.
So now we are able to offer at a ridiculously low price exactly 20 gross of genuine, laughably edible, all-chocolate wobblies, such as these here.
Now, these wobblies are not only appropriate for any season, friends, but the kiddies will have great fun trying to guess what the all-chocolate wobblies are supposed to represent.
Now, some of your imaginative youngsters will recognize dinosaurs, wombats, and anteaters here amongst these wobblies.
Others will recognize pterodactyls and vultures and your mother-in-law.
But, friends, this is backed up by the Bob and Ray unconditional guarantee. Not one of the kiddies will know these were once rabbits.
That's right. Any wobbly mistaken for a rabbit can be returned to the Bob and Ray Overstock Surplus Warehouse, where the full purchase price will be laughably returned.
Never again do we expect to be able to make this amazing offer.
As a matter of fact, the warehouse engineers have just today removed all of the steam pipes from the warehouse, as well as our alert uniformed attendants.
So now, be the first in your neighborhood to surprise your kiddies after Easter. And remember, each of these edible, all-chocolate wobblies has somewhere in it a purple ribbon.
Now that makes for an extra surprise that will really give the little nippers a bang, won't it? Also pull out any loose teeth that they've been trying to dislodge.
So, friends, right now, immediately to Windfall, NBC, New York 20, New York.
And say, we'll bite.
Bob and Ray will be right back.
Insanity has got a hold on me. It's driving me so crazy, I might kill everyone I see. You better not cross me, you better just let me be. 'Cause that Twinkie insanity has got a hold on me. I went to the liquor store to buy a pint of gin, but wouldn't you know that owner said the price went up again. Well, something come over me and I stole that gin that day. But when it comes to trial, boys, this is what I'll say. Twinkie insanity has got a hold on me. It's driving me so crazy, I might kill everyone I see. You better not cross me, you better just let me be. 'Cause that Twinkie insanity has got a hold on me. I had me a pretty wife and three adorable kids, but I didn't have no job or work, I'd really hit the skid. Well, dealing dope was my only hope to feed my family, but naturally I got busted and they threw away the key. I should have said, Twinkie insanity has got a hold on me. It's driving me so crazy, I might kill everyone I see. You better not cross me, you better just let me be. That Twinkie insanity has got a hold on me. Of Danny White, the cop that busted me. He shot Moscone and Harvey Milk, but soon he will be free. Oh, I wish I'd had his lawyers when I was up for trial. I'd have stood right up square-shouldered and told him with a smile. Twinkie insanity has got a hold on me. It's driving me so crazy, I might kill everyone I see. You better not cross me, you better just let me be. That Twinkie insanity has got a hold on me. Twinkie insanity has got a hold on me. It's driving me so crazy, I might kill everyone I see. You better not cross me, you better just let me be. 'Cause that Twinkie insanity has got a hold on me.
I'm afraid of Hollywood, and I'm afraid of snakes. I'm afraid of bumblebees, and I'm afraid of rats. I'm afraid of fire, and I'm afraid to fight. I'm afraid I'll get locked in the gin, and I'm afraid of eating tripe. But I'm the bravest man in the whole wide world, 'cause I ain't afraid of girls. I'm the bravest man in the whole wide world, 'cause I ain't afraid of girls. I ain't afraid when they're beautiful, I ain't afraid when they're real smart. I
I don't get nervous when they're fabulous. I ain't afraid to fall apart. I love it when they're hot and sexy. I love it when they get a little corny. I don't mind it when they cry a lot. I ain't afraid when they get horny. I ain't afraid when they cling to me and they say they're in love. I love it when they're quite like it. I love it when they push and shove. I'm afraid of thunderstorms. I'm afraid of scary dogs. I'm afraid of rambling moon and I'm afraid of God. But I'm the bravest man in the whole wide world, 'cause I ain't afraid of girls. I'm the bravest man in the whole wide world, 'cause I ain't afraid of girls. I ain't afraid of feel goody good, or don't you go to church. I like it when they're evil, Lord, I love them for better or worse. I ain't afraid when they're really strong, or if they're rich or poor. I ain't afraid when their telephone will come knocking at my door. I like it when they need me, and I like it when they don't. If they think I'm just their stud or their savior on a horse. I'm afraid of real fast cars. I'm afraid of losing my keys. I'm afraid of men from Mars. And I'm afraid of climbing trees. But I'm the bravest man in the whole wide world, 'cause I ain't afraid of girls. I'm the bravest man in the whole wide world, 'cause I ain't afraid of girls.
I wanna tell you all about my new psychiatrist. Some people think you need one, so my dad got me the best. He's always got the answers, he never has to guess. And he's more experienced and costs a whole lot less. Oh yes,
oh yes,
oh yes,
my psychiatrist.
The cause, but now I know the reason. It's Win. They said, don't let her get away with it. But I never should have listened. Take my Bobby away, putting me down, showing everybody his ring. Well, I thought I'd like to scare her a little, but I never meant to hurt her or anything.
The shark babe had such teeth dear, and it shows him pearly white. Just a jackknife has old McKeith, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, oh, where's old McKeith, babe? So there's never,
never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, woo, sunny morning, lies a body just oozing light. Hey, it's someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Matt the Knife? There's a tugboat putt down by the river, don't you know, with cement just drooping on down. Whoa, that cement is there for weight, dear. Five will get you 10 old Mikeys back in town. Now, did you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all of his hard-earned cash. And now Mike Heap spins just like a sailor. Could it be that he did something rash? Letting not a yes, Sookie Tawdry. Look out to Miss Lydalinia and old Lucy Brown. All the line forms on the right bait. Now that Mike is back in town. Attention, Dada. Whoa, Sookie Tawdry. Look out to Miss Lydalinia and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right bait. Now that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Mike, he's back.
If you don't believe in vampires, turn up the radio. Somewhere in this town right now is one that you might know. He looks and acts like a teenage boy. He even goes to school. Have you ever thought your boyfriend might be a teenage ghoul?
Beware. You can call him up any old time.
Transylvania 4, 5, 7, 8, 9.
Reginald Ketchum, get you up, Lean Moon, if you don't remember to beware.
When your boyfriend takes you out at night, what does he like to do? Go to dark and scary places, or see a monster show or two? Does he seem to like the moonlight? Does he kiss you on the neck? Why does he say you're his forever? You'd better check your neck. Pennsylvania 4, 5, 7, 8, 9.
Let's now catch soon, catch you up, need the moon, if you don't remember to beware.
Perhaps you're sitting home alone. Then where is he tonight? Is he really where he said he'd be? Or taking his midnight flight? Now I don't want to frighten you, but look behind your chair. You must have left the window open. Something's moving over there. He's coming closer. Can you reach the telephone in time? What's that? You say someone cut the line? Tune in later when you're alone. The scream you hear may be your own.
hardware stores having a sale one day, so I stopped by to kind of investigate. Had their power mowers all marked way down, so I checked them all over till I finally found the one that I liked the best. Great big, mean, hairy-looking thing. That salesman told me when I bought it, he said, "Don't ever turn your back on it, fella. That thing's alive, alive." I guess I should have listened to him. Now everybody calls me Freddy Four Toes. They laugh and point and say, "Hey, there he goes." Boy, it didn't take long for some of me to find out. Grass ain't all that big power mower mows. It said right there in the big guarantee that it'll chop down grass or redwood trees. It said there ain't nothing this machine can't fall, from a charging rhinoceros to a mad rabid dog. Try to make friends with it. Ain't that a kick? Salesman said we nicknamed it the foot grabber. Whatever you do, don't turn your back on it. That thing's a killer, a killer. And I thought he's putting me on. Well, I turned on the starter and pulled the cord, and that power mower tore out across my yard. Where the flower bed was, there's a 6-foot hole. Chopped down the front porch and a telephone pole. It got the barbecue pit and my neighbor's picket fence. I run in the house and call civil defense. When I come back out, the thing turned on me, took a bite out of my foot and chased me up a tree. National Guard finally made the scene. Took 2 hours and a bazooka to kill that machine. Talk to it. You believe that? Don't turn your back on it. Listen, that thing's alive, alive. And I thought that salesman was putting me on. But now everybody calls me Freddy Four Toes. They laugh and point and say, "Hey, there he goes." Boy, it sure didn't take long for myself to find out. Grass ain't all that big power mower mows. I mean, listen, grass ain't the only thing that big old power mower cuts up. Level everything in a 100-mile radius.
Quite an energetic fill, quite good for a machine, quite a good feel to it. Anyway, this is all about a lad called Craig, who lives down the road from me, and one day he went swimming at the local swimming baths, and he was splashing around, doing honey pots, you know, and diving for pennies, as is the wont of young lads, when he suddenly saw this girl sitting on the side of the pool. And I'll tell you more after this instrumental break. Anyway, as I say, Craig noticed this young girl, and he took rather a shine to her. And he thought, "Now then, how am I going to get introduced here?" So he had a think, and then he thought, "I know, I'll do honey pots next to her." And it worked, you know. She said, "Stop it, you know, I'm getting wet here." So he said, "I'm sorry." And they got talking, and he said, "My name's Craig." And she said, "I'm called Sharon." "Coming for a swim, Sharon?" said Craig. At first, she said no, because she was quite a coy young lass, you know. But eventually, she agreed, and they dived in together. Well, Craig was over the moon.
"I'm swimming. with Sharon. Swimming with Sharon.
He was. He certainly was. They did about 10 lengths together. And, you know, they were getting on famously. And then Craig said, I'm going to have a dive. And Sharon said, I'll watch. So he climbed up to the top of the 5 metre board, and this is where it starts to go wrong, because he was larking about, you see, showing off, and he took a tumble off the side, and he hit the edge of the, you know, the pool, and he crashed his head, and he's got a fractured skull now. See, you know, impressing a member of the opposite sex is one thing, but being foolhardy is another. And Craig is in a coma now. He's very poorly. We hope to God he recovers, but we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
Christmas time has come and gone. I didn't give you a Christmas song, but my friends, it's not too late. We can still celebrate. While your family undecks its halls, everything is half price at the mall. And I'll just say my cards got lost in the mail. Since my neighbors threw out their tree, I picked it up, now it belongs to me. And the popcorn garland really ain't all that stale. Merry belated Christmas, it was just that time of year. We just learned that the eggnog turns to have a cup of secondhand cheer. Better late than never, that always rings true. So merry belated Christmas to you. Instead of returning my unwanted gifts, I'll give them to the folks that are on my list. Just hope I don't give you what you gave me. I didn't get my picture on Santa's lap, but a little Photoshop will take care of that. Won't folks be surprised to see Emma Stone on my knee? Merry belated Christmas, I'm just a little late this year. That the world might not be here. Better late than never, that always rings true. So merry belated Christmas to you. Santa's workshop is closed.
Santa's workshop.
There's no more snow. But I can still go.
So just go
and tell the Easter Bunny what I want. The carolers are returning to the streets.
Merry belated Christmas.
But now they're just singing trick or treat.
Merry belated Christmas.
It's really this mistake.
Merry belated Christmas.
But no one knows the age of this fruitcake.
Merry belated Christmas.
Merry belated Christmas. I'm just a little late this year, but if I sing this song for a little longer, Santa will realize
Think of it as me being really early for next year. There's still about 300 shopping days left, so you better get on out there. Christmas.
Okay, you can come out from wherever you're hiding. It's okay. You don't have to be afraid. This is the fear-free zone. Here at the Bit Slap, with me, your host, Friendly KBC, who does not have a mean bone in his body. We started out trying to do a grab bag edition for you this week, but before long I noticed there was a theme developing. So I fearlessly ran with it. We started with something from Sesame Street. That was Yip Yip. Chapter one of the inevitability of the conquering of the human race by aliens from outer space. It does get weird from there. And speaking of weird, we had John Christensen, I Get Weird, off of Dr. Demento Collection. Chocolate Wobblies from Bob and Ray, addressing the climate change, which nobody seems to realize is happening. Art Peterson, The Twinkie Insanity, and I don't have to tell any of you who are in active Twinkie withdrawal what that's like. Ned Sublet after that, I Ain't Afraid of Girls, and I'm not afraid of girls either. I married one, although that's kind of scary sometimes, but, you know, I am afraid of losing my keys. My Psychiatrist was the Teen Challenge Choir from some sort of sleazy little high school musical. Someone's going to get their head kicked in tonight. Was either Jeremy Spencer or Fleetwood Mac, depending on who you ask. Nightmare was Laurie Burton, Mac the Knife from Jimmy Mitchell, a big favorite of mine, and I'm sure yours as well. Bill Buchanan and Beware. Bill was part of Buchanan and Goodman, did the first Flying Saucer way, way back. I have a 78 version of that. Freddy Four Toes was Don Bowman. There's a snowblower incident in that for you too, if you're not careful. The Shuttleworth Family, I'm Swimming with Sharon, and Merry Belated Christmas from Insane Ian. For those of you who are fretting about whether you forgot somebody or whether Trinket A was good enough for Person B or not, I'll remind you that Person B regifted you with that knife sharpener anyway, so fuck them. So, okay, we have more fears coming for you here, just like the Republican Party. I will be back shortly to put your mind at ease.
He was bored, so he carved a monkey out of spam. He was bored, so he shoved an ice pick through his hand. He was bored, so he shaved his cat and named him Rose. He was bored, so he rummaged through his sister's clothes. He was bored, so he braided all his armpit hair. He was bored, so he painted Elvis on a chair. He was bored, so he started talking to his nads. He was bored, so he drew naked pictures of his dad. Ah! he played Battleship with his turds. He was bored, so he stapled meatloaf to some birds. He was bored, so he made prank calls to Pizza Hut. He was bored, so he stuck his finger up his butt.
Okay, boys and girls, listen real close, because I'm going to teach you something that you probably don't know that's in God's Word. Do you realize, boys and girls, that Jesus defeated the devil when Jesus died on the cross? How many of you realize that? Say amen.
Amen.
Well, tell you what, we're going to blow the whistle on the devil. You see, have you ever heard of somebody say, "Don't you blow the whistle on me. You better not blow the whistle on me." You know what they're saying? In other words, don't rat on me. Don't tell on me. Well, you know something, boys and girls? Jesus, when he died on the cross, told on the devil. He did. And the devil doesn't like it. Boy, you know, when Jesus died on the cross, he said, "There, Jesus, that'll keep you put. You're not going to go nowhere now. I got you." But you know something, boys and girls? Jesus turned that around and got the devil. And boy, I tell you what, the devil can't stand that. He knows that Jesus made an open show of all of his works right to everybody. But you know something? When we become born again, we get Jesus' power and authority over the devil. The devil doesn't have authority and power over us, right, gang?
Right.
But we got power and authority over the devil, right? So I tell you what we're going to do. Everybody's got a whistle in your hand. Are you ready? I don't know about you, but I'm tired of all the things the devil's got coming against Christians. And I'm tired of all the things the devil's got trying to put on people, like sickness and disease and all kinds of stuff. Well, I got a whole list of things right here in my hand, and we're going to blow the whistle on the devil right now. You think that's a good idea?
Yeah!
All right, those of you listening, you get your whistle and get ready to let's blow the whistle on the devil, because we're exercising our authority and our power over Satan, and we're going to expose it. We're going to blow the whistle on the devil right now. I don't know about you, but God's word says to hate sin, and I hate sin. How do you hate sin? Say, "I hate sin."
I hate sin.
All right, if we hate sin, then I tell you what, let's blow the whistle right now on part of that sin. And how about sickness? I don't like sickness. Let's blow the whistle on sickness. I don't like drugs. Let's blow the whistle on drugs. How about stealing? And I tell you what, the devil likes to try to put evil thoughts in people's minds. Let's blow the whistle on evil thoughts. How about idol worship? God says, "Only worship him, no other God." Let's blow the whistle on idol worship. Oh, here's a bad one. How about murder, taking somebody else's life? Let's blow the whistle on murder. Yeah, and here's one that seems to be all over the country anymore. Homosexuality. Let's blow the whistle on homosexuality. Oh, here's something I hear every day almost. Curse words. Let's blow the whistle on curse words. And booze. And lying. And witchcraft. Disobedience to parents. And depression. How about abortion? And here's one I know a lot of kids the devil likes to put on them is fear. Let's blow the whistle on fear. Let's blow the whistle on false teachings. How about divorce? How about the occult? Let's blow the whistle on bad attitudes. I tell you what, here's one I want you to blow your whistle on. Everybody blow it hard. Not too loud, but just good and hard. Let's blow the whistle on the devil himself, because the Bible says the devil is a loser, and we're not losers. We're not on the devil's side no more. We're on God's side, so let's blow the whistle on the devil. One more time. One more time. How about that? And boys and girls, listen, I want to share something with you. Those of you listening, those of you here in the studio, listen to me real close. Jesus died on the cross for you. He died on the cross for me. And you know something? The devil is out to blow the whistle on you. But with God's authority and God's power flowing through you, you can blow the whistle on the devil. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to put up with all the junk the devil has. You know, God will restore homes. God will take the urge to use drugs right out of your life. God will just take that habit of stealing out of your life. He'll remove all those evil thoughts. He'll take care of those curse words that's on your lips. And you won't have to fear. And he'll put you in the right teachings, not false teachings. And he'll clean up your attitudes too. He'll help you to obey your parents. He'll take away all that depression. And he'll forgive you. Well, if you'll ask him and denounce it and renounce it, he'll forgive you dealing with witchcraft and being in witchcraft. Yeah. He'll do all that for you if you'll only ask him.
Well, hear me. I'm getting ready. Yes, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready for Armageddon. I say that I'm getting ready. Yes, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready for Armageddon. Say you've never seen his face before. Didn't know him as the Beast of War. He'll be knocking down each and every door. You should be a-getting ready. Yes, I'm a-getting ready. Yes, I'm a-getting ready. I'm a-getting ready for Armageddon. Oh, why don't you listen to me? You're busy hanging on a money tree. Therefore, I can plainly see you should be a-getting ready. So I'm a-getting ready. Yes, I'm a-getting ready. I'm getting ready for Armageddon. Now I'm calling in the sisters, I'm calling in the brothers. The call don't be a missing for Armageddon. So much is made with your money sent. Maybe on yourself should it be spent. Is that why you're complacent? But I'm getting ready. Say I'm getting ready. Yes, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready for Armageddon. Some are living in their second home, and others on the street. With each year their comfort zone must be adjusted to the heat. But I'm getting ready, yes, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready for Armageddon. I say that I'm getting ready, yes, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready for Armageddon. While I'm peering through your crystals, I see your pockets lined with pistols. You adore them like your missiles, that's why I'm getting ready. So I'm getting ready, yes, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready for Armageddon. Though in reluctant submission to an unwanted condition, you gain hypnotic intuition that you should be getting ready. And I'm getting ready, yes, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready for Armageddon. You know it's like midsummer's madness to feel such continual sadness, but your heart will dawn with gladness once you have gotten ready. Yes, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready. Oh, I'm getting ready for Armageddon. Now you were told since in the womb that the time is coming soon, and so I hope this catchy tune will carry you beyond the tomb. So let's be a-getting ready. Yes, let's be a-getting ready, for I'm a-getting ready for Armageddon. Yes, I'm a-getting ready. I'm a-getting ready. Oh, I'm a-getting ready for Armageddon. I say that I'm a-getting ready. Yes, I'm a-getting ready. I'm getting ready for Armageddon.
We saw a sign, welcome Satan place, when we moved to town that day. And rows of little white homes that looked like castles all along the way. But after living there a while, we found it wasn't what we thought at all. They had a private little scandal going on behind each castle wall. There was a town council meeting on the day the story came to pass. Someone said, Miss Brown, we think your little girl is living way too fast. She's been dating old boys and staying out much later than she should. And there's been quite a lot of talk about it going round the neighborhood. Well, Mrs. Brown said, since you brought it up, I think I'll tell you what I saw. The day your daughter Ellie and the judge's son went swimming in the raw. Is that supposed to be a part of what you call learning social grace? 'Cause if it is, I think your people are in trouble here in Satan Place. I heard your neighbor's daughter Betty spent the summer in another town. They say she gained a lot of weight before she left, but now she's trimmed back down. Now I wonder why the her son won't even look her in the face. We used to see them both together everywhere they went in Satan's place. They say the mayor's daughter got another speeding ticket just last week. They didn't charge for drunk driving even though she couldn't hardly speak. I hear she brags about the way her daddy gets free liquor by the case. From all his bootlegging friends that make a killing here in Satan Place. When Mrs. Brown had finished talking, no one dared to make a single sound. Until the chairman of the meeting wrapped his gavel and looked around. And as his eyes swept across the room at guilty looks on every face, he said that wraps up this meeting of the Council of Satan Place. He said that wraps up this meeting of the Council of Satan Place.
All right, let's start the wedding. Ring the bell. All right, who's the wise guy got the bell? You, Henry?
Not me.
You, Harry?
Not I.
You, Bernardo?
I don't got the bell.
Somebody pass for the wedding bell. Somebody pass for the wedding bell. Somebody pass for the wedding bell. And no one can get married.
Who got the ding-dong? Who got the bell? Who got the ding-dong? Who got the bell?
Somebody know, but nobody tell. Somebody pass for the wedding bell. Ah, Bernardo, you found the bell. It's a night. Play the bell. That's not a bell. That's a piccolo. Ah, that's a bell. Now let's limbo. All right, who's the wise guy got the limbo for? You, Henry?
Not me.
Not I.
Bernardo.
I don't got it all.
Somebody pass for the limbo fool. Somebody pass for the limbo fool. Somebody pass for the limbo fool. So we can dance the limbo.
Who got the limbo? Who got the pole? Who got the limbo? Who got the pole?
Somebody stole, but nobody told. Somebody pass for the limbo fool.
La 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 la.
Ah, Bernardo. Found the pole. It's nice. Let's limbo. Now ring the bell. Not the piccolo, the bell. What again? Henry?
Not me.
Harry?
Not I.
Bernardo.
I don't have the bell.
Somebody pass for the wedding bell. Somebody pass for the wedding bell. Somebody pass for the wedding bell. And no one can get married.
Who got the ding-dong? Who got the bell? Who got the ding-dong? Who got the bell?
Somebody know, but nobody tell. Somebody pass for the wedding bell. All right, you wise guys. Fool around with the ding-dong and the pole and the whole thing. If you don't cut it out, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? You know?
What?
I'm going to stop the wedding.
Well, I love my job and I love my girl. Tell me who could ask for more? I was washing windows on a 92nd floor. Suddenly a gust of wind come up and swept me from where I stood. And as I fall past the 80th floor, I say, so far so good, so far so good. I'm in trouble now, you bet, so far so good. But I am not dead yet. I got a color TV, I got a water bed, I got a dishwashing machine. I got a stereo with the biggest speakers you have ever seen. I got a real nice place on a real nice street in a real nice neighborhood. And as I fall past the 40th floor, I say, so far so good, so far so good. Yes, I know there ain't no net, so far so good. But I am not dead yet. Well, yesterday I bought some flowers at the flower store. I tucked my shirt tail in. I took a taxi to her door. I said, Mary, would you marry me? She said, you know I would. And as I fall past the 20th floor, I say, so far so good, so far so good. Things look bad, but don't forget, so far so good, that I am not dead yet. Well, I believe truth will come and show us all the way. I believe that love will light the sky and set us free someday. I believe that we will learn to live in peace and brotherhood. And as I fall past the second floor, I say, so far so good, so far so good. Yes, I know there ain't no net, so far so good. But I am not dead, I am not dead, I am not dead yet. Thank you.
I lost my gal to a dermatologist. He cut out a cyst and it wasn't on her wrist. She said he made a gentle slice. Her cyst was big, so he done it twice. So I put my fist to the dermatologist. The worst part is that the doctor was her uncle. I thought I could trust him with just a one carbuncle. But he was such a horny male, he cut out a piece of my girl's tail, and now all her carbuncles are for uncle. He asked her to disrobe and then dismissed the nurse. He made initial probes and said he must rehearse. His lancet made its lance. That boil began to drain. My girlfriend found romance through perineal pain. Well, I lost my girl to a doctor of the skin. On her, I think he practiced the GYN. From nothing will that man recoil, not even from a vulva boil. I wish that she had had it on her chin. I lost my girl to a big mollusca man. She had a dimple wart starting on her can. And after that had been expressed, he found a couple on her chest. He squeezed them in his hands like a mammary glands. I knew he was a big sister specialist. He used that scalpel well and he never missed. He got my girl and now I'm glum. He got more than her molluscum, cause what he couldn't cut, well, he always kissed. The thing was on her thumb, but he looked every place. Well, he couldn't be that dumb. Malpractice is the case. Well, the epidermis is the only place they are. Her body now is his. I think he done looked too far. I lost my girl to a dermatitis dude. She gets pruritic every time she's wooed. Her genitals had such an itch, he scratched a good and he won the bitch. He sent the bill to me, baby, and I got screwed. Through labia he looked for what I do not know. According to the book, molluscum, they don't grow.
The pictures you're about to see are actual color photographs of typical industrial injuries that occurred to employees just like you. Unfortunately, they had to learn by experience. Hopefully, you will learn from their experience and prevent the same injuries from happening to you. Here you see an injury that occurred when one of the lens of streetwear glasses was forced out of the frame and into the eye. The frames of industrial safety glasses are designed to prevent this type of injury. The lens cannot be pushed back into the eye. This worker was using a pick to break up some concrete when a fragment struck him in the eye. He'd been wearing safety glasses, but he'd taken them off because they were bothering him. This worker had hot slag pop onto his face and just missed damaging his eye. He was fortunate that his injury was only very painful. This worker wasn't as lucky. He had one welding job that was almost finished and he was in a hurry. While he had his hood up, a piece of hot welding slag actually burned into his eye and caused a serious loss of vision. This worker used a large pedestal grinder without wearing the necessary eye protection. Some people learn only by experience. This worker now knows the value of eye protection, and he won't have to be reminded to wear his safety equipment anymore. But it's a terrible way to learn a lesson. Eye injuries like the ones you have just seen occur to over 130,000 workers each year. Almost all of them were the result of workers failing to wear the eye protection. Like this worker, they probably thought that it wouldn't happen to them. It's really up to you to convince yourself that it can happen to you, and in fact may happen to you if you let it. Don't let it. Wear your eye protection. Don't kid yourself. It can happen to you.
Pitcher's kind of faint to me, and the paint's a little smeared. The night was dark and the road was slick as lights from town drew near. I was told on the phone that my little girl might die, and this was cause for my driving fast. My blood ran cold and I tried not to think that each breath might be her last. Well, I was about to lose my mind as I gathered speed with 3 miles left to go. That curve came fast, way too fast, and my car began to roll. Well, when I came to, I tried to speak, but my body was paralyzed. And somebody said, "Why, this feller's dead." He took his finger and he closed my eyes. "Hey, I ain't dead, fellers. Listen to my heart. What's the matter with you guys?" I wanted to yell, but my lips wouldn't move, like they was disconnected from my mind. Then someone said, "The ambulance is here. You guys let the doctor through." I said, "There he is, Doc. We covered him up. There's not much a doctor can do." But with his stethoscope, he heard my heart, and he gently opened my eyes. Said my back was broke, but then again, I was lucky to be alive. "My little girl, doctor, please, could you find out if she's all right?" I saw him smile, but I knew in my heart that he couldn't read my mind. But he found a note inside my coat, and from the card he found my name. Then in my ear, so I could hear, he whispered my baby's name. "She's all right, son. I just left her. You see, I'm her doctor too. So you be real quiet, and it won't be long until you'll be as good as new. Your little girl has a nice big old room, and I'm gonna radio ahead. I'll tell them her dad's gonna visit a while, and they'll move in another bed." Well, my eyes was fixed, and I couldn't smile, but my heart swelled up inside. I hope the doctor saw my heart say thanks as it pushed a tear outside.
Thank you. have to wear a mustache and a bow tie. Wear those pretty suede shoes that a lot of those sissies buy. Smoke cigarettes and drink iced tea and hold a little finger up high. I'll go out behind the old red barn and let a gray mule kick my brains out. And I'd get sissy enough to wear a dadgum old wristwatch. Sleep in pajamas and drink sweet milk. You'll know I'm on my last notch. When I get sissy enough to go with my shirt tail hanging out, I'll go out behind the old red barn and let a gray mule kick my brains out. When I get sissy enough to say dinner instead of supper, eat those salads with carrots and lettuce, toast without any butter, and drink my coffee with sugar and cream and chase my liquor with water. I'll go out behind the old red barn and let a gray mule kick my brains out. When I get sissy enough to wash the dishes for my wife and hang out diapers and make up beds, you'll know I'm ruined for life. When I get sissy enough to take a dadgum bath each day, I'll go out behind the old red barn and let a gray mule kick my brains out. When I get sissy enough to wear a mustache and a bow tie and wear those pretty suede shoes that a lot of those sissies buy, smoke cigarettes and drink iced tea and hold my little finger up high, I'll go out behind the old red barn and let a gray mule kick my brains out. When I get sissy enough to wear that dumb old wristwatch, sleep in pajamas and drink sweet milk, you know I'm on my last notch. When I get sissy enough to go with my shirt tail hanging out, I'll go out behind the old red barn and let a gray mule kick my brains out.
Okay, and for those of you who are scared of fiddles, too bad. That's Django Reinhardt. He won't hurt you. Come on out. It's okay. All right. The fear bit slap. For those of you who are afraid of getting slapped, the figure is not literal, of course. We started with Ben Gazzaret, Bathroom Sunday Morning. Not sure what's so scary about that, but if you stop and think about what's in your mouth when you're brushing your teeth, you'll understand. Idle Hands, He Was Bored, from Mailbox. Uncle Sam and His All-Saved Muppet Band, Blowing the Whistle on Satan, Armageddon, Charles Stephen Page, Jeannie C. Riley, Satan Place, Chubby Checker, yep. Somebody Bad, Store Duetting Bell. So Far So Good from Andy Breckman. Carbuncle Crud was Sam Adams, the world's only singing dermatologist, as far as I know, at least the only one who put out a record. The Convincer, little thing about eye injuries, you want to be really careful about that. Weird Al, I'll Sue Ya. Cal Veal, Paralyzed. Hunter and the Bear was Janet Green, and Some Anonymous Person, When I Get Sissy, for those of you who are homophobic, I guess. All right, that does it for this week. We will have a collection of 78s for you next week, and filling out today's program, a bunch of short stuff about stuff you should be scared shitless about. Just remember, they're just recordings. They're not actually happening in your head or in your neighborhood. I'll see you next week, so please have a good one, and be careful out there. It's a crazy place, man. Bye.
Just remember, son, it's never a good idea to play baseball with a hornet's nest.
Talking about safety.
That stuff in the medicine cabinet is not candy.
I got your candy right here, sugar.
And if you eat that stuff, well, you know, baby, somewhere in the urban twilight, there's a stomach pump, and it's got your name on it.
The inhalation of noxious fumes has been shown to cause... what does it cause? Death! So don't inhale noxious fumes. Don't inhale noxious fumes.
Don't inhale,
noxious fumes. Whatever you
don't
do,
inhale
don't inhale noxious fumes. Stay away!
No.
Don't play with gun, 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 gun. Don't play with gun. Don't play with gun. Don't play with gun.
Don't play with gun. Don't play with gun. Don't play with gun.